Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So, Joran Vandersloot killed Natalie Holliday. Let's see, where do we file this under? I have a few ideas. Biden is not our real president. Yeah. How about this one? Democrats created and staged January 6th. In other words, tell me what I don't already know. Are you kidding? Vandersloot killed Natalie Holliday. Wow, shocker. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I don't care about, I mean, I feel sorry for the Holliday family, of course. But, okay, this story took years to finally come to the fruition that Vandersloot killed Natalie Holloway. Were you in doubt? What else have you, are you in doubt that Biden was cheated? You've heard me talk about this now for a long time. I'm no longer going to allow anybody to try to make me out to be stupid, because I believe and I know with 100% certainty that Joe Biden was cheated into the presidency. I'm not going to be made to feel stupid any more than I already knew Vandersloot killed Natalie Holloway. Oh, he admitted he was trying to have sex with her, feeling her up. I read the article. He's feeling her up and she didn't like it. She rebuffed him. And so he decided to take a cinder block and smash her over the head and throw her into the ocean. Well, you know what's happening to the Constitutional Republic in America? It's being Vandersloot-ed. That's what's happening. It's being Vandersloot-ed. People don't want you to believe that that Joe Biden is killing the Natalie Holloway that we are. They don't want you to believe that the Democratic Congress is killing the Natalie Holloway that we are. We are Natalie Holloway. They are taking a cinder block, smashing us over the head, and then saying, I had nothing to do with the death of Natalie. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. And what are you? The citizens, we're going, yeah, you did. We know you did. We were there when you hit us over the head. We saw it. There's witnesses. It didn't matter to them. The left doesn't care. They don't care about witnesses. They don't care about videotape, documentary, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know the thing. They don't care. We are being Vandersloot-ed by the FBI, who knew Hunter Biden's laptop was legit in 2008 and 2019. Before the race for the presidency was even on, they knew it, and they propagated a lie. You got Vandersloot-ed. The FBI knew that the Biden family was a family of crooks. You got Vandersloot-ed. That should be our term. These people lie to you and try to make you believe that what you know to be the truth, what you've seen, witnessed with your own eyes, etc., is the lie. And you know what? I don't know how long ago this deal was with Vandersloot and Natalie Holloway. Years, right? It's been at least a decade. When do you think you're going to find out you've been Vandersloot-ed about, I don't know, that Joe Biden is the big guy? I know Joe Biden's got, everybody has 200 LLCs and their son tied to multiple markets, multiple countries where they're receiving money. They get funds at their home, you know, from these wires that come from the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party, the Russians, the Romanians, the Ukrainians. Everybody's daddy goes in and runs interference against the State Department and pretends that, oh, I was doing everybody a favor by getting rid of the, finger quotes, crooked prosecutor who was chasing after my son and his business interests. You're being Vandersloot-ed. Oh, and how about that DOJ? Not just the FBI, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, all these people complicit in hiding the grift and the graft of, no, it's not the graft, but the grift of these Biden family members that are all receiving money with 20 different shell companies and recordings of Russian presidents and oligarchs saying, you know what, I'm covering my butt with the Bidens. And emails that come from where? The right-wing conspiracy? No, they come from Hunter Biden's laptop. That, I remind you, the FBI had since 2019, knew it was Hunter's laptop, and still pretended not to validate it. You're being Vandersloot-ed. All these people know what's going on. Trump persecuted. AGs. Multiple states. How dare he question the outcome of the election? How dare he actually fight to keep a job that he knows he's supposed to keep because he knew he earned his second term? How dare he do that? We'll teach him a lesson. Oh, and by the way, let's talk smack about all these MAGA people too while we're at it, because they're bad. Those people are horrible. Look at those people for daring not to believe the narrative. Speaking of narratives, later in the broadcast, we're going to talk about these anti-Semitic ironies. All these people out there who blatantly are racist, and nobody wants to call them out. I'll call them out for you. I don't care what you think about Jews. Kevin, they run the world. They're so tied with their money, and they run Hollywood, and they run financial markets, and blah, blah, blah. You know what? They're human beings. And if you're mad because they as a group of people got together and said, you know what, we're going to stick together. We're a minority. We got to stick together. And we're going to own systems. And we're going to do what we can to promote our systems. And you know what? You can get yours. I've never met a Jewish person that stopped me from doing whatever I wanted to achieve. Why am I going to be mad at them? Because they stuck together. Black people talk about it all the time. Since I've been a child, we ought to get together and form our own, you know, economics, blah, blah, blah. Well, have you done it? Huh? Are you a bunch of silly Negroes that like to talk about it? Are you going to do it? And if you did it, I wouldn't call you racist. I'd say good for us, man. Way to go, black folks. Way to go. Way to get your name, get on the world stage and become something that people go, you know what? I aspire to do what black folks do. They came together. They overcame all the things. I'm 6 decades old. If we'd done this, we would have accomplished it by now. I'm not going to be mad at the Jews. Good for them. We could learn something. Anyway, we've got a lot coming up. Don't get Vandersloot-ed. You're not going to get Vandersloot-ed on this show, I can tell you that. Glad you're with me. Keep it here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I do not believe that both of them were involved.
Without a doubt, they're crooks. And that's why we're going to be at war, and I hope my grandson doesn't have to go to war in Israel.
They are. Should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
I don't believe they were.
Well, what I have to say is where there's smoke, there's fire, and I absolutely believe something went on there, 100%.
I do not think that Joe Biden has ever done anything illegal. His son, it looks like he is... And I don't think Trump has ever done anything that was legal.
I think both of them have done something wrong.
That was a group of people that were being interviewed in Nashville, Tennessee, and they were asked if they thought the Bidens did something wrong, Trump did something wrong. And here's what I will tell you. You got to love this interview. And by the way, it was 2 minutes long. We only did 30 seconds of it, but... The people that believe, most of the people believe that the Bidens are guilty of something. There are some people that go, the Bidens did nothing and Trump is very guilty. And let me tell you, that gap between reality is what is the best thing that could happen to the conservative movement. Those people are about to get Vandersloot'd. That's what I talked about in the first segment. Vandersloot'd. you know, validation of what you already know? Did anybody believe that Vandersloot had not killed Natalie Holloway? Now, some people could say it was being OJ'd. But, you know, black folks don't believe that one. But there's nobody on the planet that didn't believe that Vandersloot didn't kill Natalie Holloway. There's nobody on the planet who believes sincerely that Joe Biden won a legitimate election in 2020 and that January 6th wasn't a staged, quote, whatever you want to call it, by the Democrats so that they could cover up their theft. Nobody wants to believe that, I mean, everybody knows that Joe Biden's crooked. Everybody knows that Trump didn't do anything and it's a witch hunt. Everybody knows that Joe Biden has sold his country out to the Chinese, that the war in Ukraine is something he created as additional cover, probably because he's compromised money that he can funnel to them because he's been compromised. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Speaking of which, I was happy to speak to a veteran, a guy who called me the other day, and he you know, explained, Kevin, I'm on a fixed income, but I love your show. But I said, hey, look, not looking for you to do anything, but I will tell you this while we're on the subject. We're going to be looking for 200 people. I take that back. 250 in two different areas to support what we do. And here's what we're going to want. We're going to want you to give us recurring $20 a month. And what that means is we'll get $5,000 a month. If everybody does it, it'll be $5,000 a month for two different areas of the organization. And what I'm going to tell you is this. With that little bit of funding, we will explode this brand. That's all it takes. So if you're going to be one of the 500, and I don't know how many people listen to this program. I don't. I know a lot of people don't want to do recurring, donate. Oh, Kevin, I don't want to do anything on my credit card recurring. Okay, fine, but let me tell you this. The Democrats are taking your money whenever they want. They take it recurring every single month in something that you do, whether it's taxes or excise fees or whatever, and they come get it whenever they want. So if you want somebody fighting back, if you want the tip of the spear to be what you're hearing right now, be one of those 250. In radio or operations. Those are the two areas. The rest I can handle. Melissa and I talked about it and said, if people are willing to step up, and I know there are some, because Bob actually called me and said, Kevin, what do you need us to do? My cigar club down in Tampa, St. Pete, and others. And people like Ann, who stepped up in big ways, we already sort of... I've concluded that the Bobs and Carols and Ann's and others, including Andy and Albert, and you've heard me talk about my donors, they've already stepped up. So they're part of the club already. And we're doing Backstage Club. Don't misunderstand me. This is part of that. But that's it. We get that done, we're okay. I don't need sponsors. To heck with everybody else. And my team will do the rest. And what we're going to do is we're going to take those funds and expand it in ways you wouldn't believe. Now, I want you to ask yourself, can you run an organization with multiple people on $10,000 a month? I'm going to give you the answer. Most people can't. We can. And not only that, we can run it, we can make it thrive. So I hope you're one of the 500. 250 for operations, 250 people for radio. Those are the two things we're going to focus on. And if you do decide that you want to give to my charity, which is a Seeking Educational Excellence, that's tax deductible, completely separate. I take no salary. Just so everybody is aware, I take no salary out of any company that I own. None. We've only put money in. I don't take any salary out. So what it's going to do is stop me from having to fund it and make sure that we have operations, but we are going to do some miraculous stuff, and I hope you'll support us. And if you want to be one that does double, that's okay. In other words, if we end up with 430 people because 70 people give to both, that's okay. It's $20 a month, recurring. Don't want to have to ask for it. And here's what I will do. I'll promise you this. I'll shut up. I won't ask for it anymore. We'll bring up projects and things that we're doing, but it's your option because we can do it from there. Anyway, let me get back to this. So you've been Vandersloot'd, leftists, and you know it. They get a check. dated March 1st, 2018, James Biden Sr. wrote a check to Hunter's uncle's brother, that would be Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., for $200,000, and he puts on there loan repayment. Check from James Biden to his nephew's father. I mean, I'm surprised that he put Joseph R. Biden Jr. on the check. That's how much they've been covering up. So, it's the talk of the town now. And I'll get to what the White House is saying and all that, but here's what I'm going to tell you. There's gambling in the casino. The Joe Biden, who said, "I know nothing about any of my family's business dealings," made supposedly a loan to James Biden for $200,000. I don't know about you. That's not a rounding error for me. 200 grand, if somebody made me a loan for that, I'd kiss them on the lips. I wouldn't even care what gender. That's a ton of money. And for some people, it's life-changing money. But Joe Biden says, "No, I just made him a loan." Did you ask what it was for? Joe Biden says, "I know nothing about what my family's business dealings are." Let me ask you this. When you give somebody $1,000, do you want to know what it's for? I mean, I've never played around with this kind of money, so I don't know. This is me. This is ask a white guy for me, okay? Because I don't know people that make $200,000 loans and don't want to know what is it for. What are you going to do with the money? Inquiring minds want to know.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy backing Tom Emmer to take over the gavel, adding that Emmer can bring the Republican Party together as well as focus on the country's needs. McCarthy nominated Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, who lost a third round of voting and was removed by secret ballot as the GOP nominee. The U.S. stepping up its military presence in the Middle East, including air defense systems. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. is taking steps to avoid a broader regional conflict. The White House reportedly asking Israel to hold off on their ground invasion of the Gaza Strip so we can work to free hostages being held by Palestinian militants. The Biden administration reportedly not asking Israel to cancel any invasion. It just wants more time. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I think COVID has done something wrong.
The president was not involved. And if Hunter Biden, if they can prove he was involved, then he was. But he would be more likely to be. But I think if he was involved, that his dad was not. I think the president's smart enough that he wasn't involved in anything like that.
Probably the son. Other than that, I don't think Joe Biden is that stupid to make that kind of mistake.
You don't get into politics if you're not a criminal, right? And Hunter Biden especially.
Absolutely. Biden crime family.
I do think they both were. He was kind of a silent partner, but it's proved that he was involved with calls and business dealings. So, yes, I do believe that both of them were involved.
I can't say it's a whole lot of nothing, because when it comes to politics, there's always a whole lot of something. So I'm leaning towards Biden has something involved.
Unfortunately, with the position that Joe Biden has right now, it seems to bring some protection to both of them. But we've always been suspicious, and without his position, things might be different. And we certainly hope we get to the bottom of it.
Politicians don't get rich by being good people.
They're just money launderers.
They're going to let him get away with it, and they're picking on Trump, who made our economy better.
More than likely, yeah.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. That was People of Nashville. So, you know, Tennessee, not exactly a hotbed of leftism per se, but it is becoming more leftist because Nashville is a music town, and a lot of people, it's country folk, but it's not the old country. You know what I mean? It's not like Johnny Paycheck and Charlie Rich and those guys. It's new country. These are the people that are more urban in their thinking and what have you. But the point is, it's not the heart of leftism, but it's not exactly the heart of conservatism either anymore. So I'm glad you guys are hanging in there. Thanks for listening to the program. So we're talking about this check that they got. That's got a loan repayment. So, and I think that's just more Biden cover. Make it a loan repayment. So what is a loan repayment? House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer said his panel had uncovered evidence that Joe Biden received his $200,000 direct payment from his brother and his sister-in-law, and he wants questions answered about what are the financial arrangements with the members of his family. Why would they come to Joe to get this loan? And if Joe Biden made his brother a loan, here's the thing. I want to see a record of the loan being made. Or did Joe Biden drop a pallet of cash at James's back door in the middle of the night?
You know, folks, let me just say this. I'm gonna go on record. I suspect this loan repayment is strictly a payment. Comer has been leading this investigation into the Bidens and been dropping hints about what he's had. And, of course, we get this check. And the Democrats are going to try to explain it away. We'll get to that in the next segment. But he's been looking at these guys for quite some time. And he wants to know whether Joe Biden benefited personally from the dealings of his family. Because, as we all know, Joe Biden claims, I know nothing of the dealings of his family. And in fact, he said he's never spoken to them about it, and nobody in his family has ever taken a dime from a foreign entity.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China.
Before I play anything else, let me just say this. You know that's a lie. I mean, just in the way he said it, my son has never made any money for you. What are we talking about? You were just talking about China. What do you mean, what are we talking about? We're talking about your son doing business with China, being in cahoots with the Chinese Communist Party, receiving funding from CEFC for energy while you were simultaneously trying to ruin America's energy infrastructure. That's the China. He acts like he can't remember. Are you kidding? Here's the other clip.
The guy who got in trouble in Ukraine was this guy trying to bribe the Ukrainian government to say something negative about me, which they would not do and did not do because it never, ever, ever happened. My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China. I have not had it. The only guy made money from China is this guy. The only one. Nobody else has made money from China.
Joe Biden lies. Lies on top of lies. Easy to prove. But Joe Biden will deny it because that's what they're supposed to do. So, would Joe Biden make a $200,000 loan to his brother without asking what it was for? I didn't even play the clips of Joe Biden saying, I've never spoken to my family about their businesses. Do I need to play those? I don't think so. It's a matter of public record. What's interesting, too, in that previous clip where he goes, this is the guy that's made money in Ukraine and all that. You know, when Joe Biden is caught, immediately, this is what leftists do. By the way, I'm going to do a series of videos on how you argue with leftists. But Joe Biden immediately deflects. He's the guy making money. What do you mean, me? It's not me, it's him. And that's a typical leftist way to do stuff. Just push it back on the other people. Comer issued 3 subpoenas for the personal and business bank records belonging to Hunter Biden and James Biden. See, the good news there is you can run cover for Joe. And that's what they're doing. How are you going to scrub all of this? Is this going to be the banking cabal, the Department of Justice? Is just everybody going to be involved in this? Because it's going to be a lot of scrubbing. Bank records obtained by the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability have revealed a $200,000 direct payment from James and Sarah Biden to Joe Biden by personal check. I mean, these people, I don't know whether they thought it through. And I know they thought about, if we make it a loan repayment, that'll be the cover. But here's what they say. James Biden received $600,000 in loans from AmeriCorps, a financially distressed and failing rural hospital operator. Get this. This does not even involve Ukrainians and Chinese and Russians. This is domestic stuff that the Bidens were doing. And remember, we covered this a little bit because I made the comment while they were doing all that other stuff, Joe Biden was doing, he was owning Delaware. He was making sure that anybody that needed something fixing, come to me. Think about it this way. It isn't like athletes where they say, okay, go get an endorsement from Nike or Infinity or, you know, the car companies. People making money. The Bidens were always involved with people who were losing money and who needed access and that influence to turn it around. And overseas, look at the people they were doing business with. All you hear are Russian oligarchs, Ukrainian oligarchs, criminals. You know, this lady was on the no-fly list. This guy couldn't get this done. This business was about to go bankrupt. Did they do any business with anybody who was just like saying, hey, listen, could you just endorse our product? Hey, Joe Biden for Uncle Ben's rice. According to bankruptcy court documents, James Biden received loans based on representation that his last name, Biden, could open doors and that he could obtain a large investment from the Middle East based on his political connections. How's he going to do it? Somebody please advise. By the way, I think if you follow the thread, if you go ahead, I'm about to blow your minds here, people. Okay, so I don't want you to feel dumb after I say this, but if they follow the money, I think they're going to find out that Joe Biden directly involved himself in whatever the Middle East piece of this is. I bet you they're going to find Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.'s fingerprints all over this Middle East person or company that was going to do the bailout. That's just my bet. And I know. I know, I'm super smart and you didn't catch that. Well, that's why you listen, people. That's why you listen to me. AmeriCorps, a distressed company, loaned the money to James Biden, who sent it to Joe. Well, let's play along for a bit. Let's pretend it was a personal loan. They say, Comer remains troubled that Joe Biden's ability to be paid back by his brother depended on the success of the family's shady financial dealings. So in other words, Joe makes a loan to James because James can't collateralize his own loan. And then James, the only way he can pay this money back is if he gets money in order to do that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? In other words, that deal has to go through or else Joe Biden just threw $200,000 away. Comer goes on, some immediate questions Biden must answer for the American people. Does he have documents proving he lent such a large money to his brother? And what are the terms of such a financial arrangement? Way to go, Comer. We'll be back to talk about the White House response.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
The left has been Vandersloot'd. Now they gotta face what they've already known for some time, that Joe Biden is a criminal. And worse than that, it's one thing that Joe Biden took money and did all that. That's one thing. The real issue for what Joe Biden did is, what did he do to encumber the American taxpayers? In other words, this deal that he was trying to work where he got the $200,000 check from his brother, what were we on the hook for? Who was, what policy in the Middle East was he working so he could make that deal happen? What, you want to know what the output of Joe Biden's efforts in Ukraine is? These people have gotten hundreds of billions of our dollars over chump change to Joe Biden and his son. Do the math. I don't know. Let's say the Ukrainians gave these guys $10 million. $10 million for $150 billion? Pretty good return on investment for Ukraine. What about China? They give the Bidens $10 million, and what do they get? Control of our energy infrastructure? Joe Biden is a crook, and worse than that, he's a treasonous traitor. That's what we should be focused on. These deals are, the money is nothing compared to what he's done, how it's actually hurt us. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What a return on investment, man. Woo! And I've said this before, look at when the housing industry went down, all these crooked loans that these bankers and investment bankers got money for, when they packaged everything and sold all this junk that left the taxpayers to pay it. You want to know what the big deal? People like Obama, $100,000, junior senator, John Kerry, $100,000, $50,000. They were given peanuts so that these, you know, Goldman Sachs and all these other companies could make billions and write off all these junk loans that they gave. We got left holding the bag. And you know what? These guys got nothing. I mean, think about that. Look, if I don't know. I've got a theory that everybody's got a price. I don't know what it is. But let's say everybody's got a price. And I'm not going to be so sanctimonious to tell you that I don't have a price. I don't think I do. But let's say that I did. Let's say my price was $5 billion. At least you get a return, a much better deal than the Biden will sell you out for $500,000. He got chili pimping money. So, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe there's a number. But maybe $50 billion is my number, so I could compete with Elon Musk. But whatever it is, it won't be chump change, I can tell you that, because I've given up a lot. I've given up millions of dollars of opportunity to sell out the conservative movement. Could do it right now and be a multimillionaire, and I won't do it. And let me tell you, it's humbling to talk to my audience and say, hey guys, look, we need your help. It's humbling, but I'm willing to do it, because the other side of it is I'm fighting you, and I'll be fighting you from my yacht, because I would be filthy, stinking rich. And then whenever you think about your money and you think, oh, well, it's my money, Kevin, I don't have to give it. You don't have to give a dime to anybody, but you do. You choose the things you want to support. And let me tell you, it doesn't matter what you support. If you're not supporting the fight for freedom and the political Navy SEALs who are willing to get in there and go to battle for you in ways that, I'll be honest with you, the majority of this country would never do, that will take the death threats and all the other stuff, you need to rethink. You need to reassess. Anyway, Comer says there's questions that Joe Biden has to answer. He wants the documents to prove that he can make this loan. And what were the terms? Let's see the paper trail. Was it just a, hey, brother? It could have been. I'll put it to you this way. I wouldn't loan my brother $200,000 without a paper trail. Mm-mm. This is the dude that took my TV, asked me to take my TV to college, and then hopped it. No, you gonna put your car up for collateral if I loan you money? Yeah, I mean, I'm getting something. Did he have similar financial arrangements, he asked, with other family members that led them to make similar large payments to him? In other words, all those people that got money, those nine folks that got money from all these different things, hey, including Hallie. Did you have an agreement with Hallie where did she pay you money back? Let's look at her bank records. And then Comer demanded answers whether or not he knew that on the same day that Joe Biden received that $200,000 check, James Biden had just received a loan for the exact amount from business dealings with a company that was in financial distress and was actually failing. I want to know. You know what? I already know, and so do you. Joe Biden, this is what Marjorie Taylor Greene, she summed it up. Personally paid, was personally paid via a $200,000 personal check for loan repayment by his brother, James Jim Biden, on the same day that James received the exact same amount from a U.S. hospital chain by promising to secure a Middle East investor. And the money that he supposedly got was $600,000. Was a third of that going to Joe? Was another third going to Hunter? Let's look at Hunter's records. You remember Hunter, right? The crackhead who rents thousands of dollars a night villas and drives a fancy sports car that was gifted to him by, I don't know, who knows? That Hunter, the one that claims he doesn't have enough money to pay a child support, but he gallivants all over, around the world, staying in $35,000 hotels. I mean, those are his bills. Gets his daddy to send him thousands of dollars so he can pay off pimps and prostitutes. Flies prostitutes all over the country so, you know, he doesn't have to hunt for them when he travels. You know, the people that brought decency to the White House. Yeah, that group. Let me tell you, folks, this is going to blow up on the Bidens. Ex-White House ethics lawyer Richard Painter is demanding Joe Biden release proof of the loan to his brother. The House Oversight Committee, they say, published this thing, and of course they're just going over it again. But you know what the White House is saying? The White House is saying this is proof of nothing. Joe Biden made a loan to his brother. Why are you investigating this? This is a witch hunt. You know, they said this is a witch hunt away from the fact that the Republicans can't choose a speaker. Yeah. Subterfuge. How dare they? How dare they look into this $200,000 where Joe Biden said, I don't know anything about my family's business dealings. But, oh, you know what? I forgot about that $200,000 check I wrote to my brother. Oh, geez, you know, slipped my mind. Woo! I tell you, these leftists think they can sell us anything. They think we're as stupid as the kids they're graduating these days. Let me ask you, folks, what happens when our generation is gone? The generation that can think. The generation that goes, I smell a rat. Or, that's not peanut butter. I want a new sandwich, and I want to watch you make it. Oh, and by the way, wash your hands. You're not fooling me, man. I've been Vandersloot-ed. I already know the end game here. Oh, my goodness. We are living in a crazy time. The White House thinks they're going to sell us on the idea that this is no big deal. And, you know, and what's funny is, if this is where Trump, he would already be, there would be no question. And by the way, it would be Republicans getting rid of him. But these Republicans won't even elect a decent speaker so we can move on with the nation's business. As from a conservative point of view, we have rhinos who will side with Democrats so that we don't actually have people who want to hold this government accountable. I hope you're paying attention to this. I hope if you listen to the show and you live in one of these areas where these rhinos exist, you primary them and you get rid of them. This is our chance to teach a lesson. This is the best chance we're ever going to get. Because I've never seen this type of corruption in my life. I mean, I think Obama was crooked. Hillary Clinton was crooked. Bill Clinton did some shady stuff. I have never seen corruption like this ever in politics. And I've been around for 6 decades. And there's still more corruption to come.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.